Warning. This story contains violent details some readers may find disturbing. A trail man has been sentenced to 6.5 years in prison for the beating death of trail senior Harold Paddock in August 2017. Justice E. David Crossan handed down the sentence to Joel Anderson, now in his early 30s, in the Rossland Courthouse Tuesday afternoon. Anderson has been behind bars since 2017, serving sentences on other crimes including arson. Time on those sentences concluded in October 2022, though Anderson remained behind bars awaiting trial for second-degree murder of Paddock. After a trial by Justice Crossan was held in Vancouver Supreme Court last year, Anderson was found guilty of the lesser offense, manslaughter. During Tuesday's sentencing, in which Anderson appeared in person, Crossan credited him for 539 days served, though each pre-trial day is counted as 1.5, thus 809 days served. This leaves Anderson with 1,633.5 days left to serve for his manslaughter conviction, or 4 years and 7 months. During the sentencing, the judge noted a victim impact statement by Paddock's daughter, who said she has suffered much sadness, anxiety and depression since her father's brutal death. In the early hours of August 22, 2017, trail police responded to calls of a man down in the middle of Bay Avenue near Highway 3B. Officers arrived on scene to find the unconscious victim, later identified as Harold Paddock, laying in the road and bleeding from his head. Paddock died in hospital 27 days later, never having regained consciousness. In the early morning hours of August 22, 2017, 78-year-old Harold Paddock, with the assistance of a walker, was making his way across the main street in Trail, when he was suddenly attacked by the accused and beaten to death. Of this there is no doubt, Crossan wrote in his judgment. The judge, however, said he couldn't be sure of Anderson's intent to kill. I have carefully observed and listened to the accused and the witness stand over the course of 3 days and carefully reviewed and listened to his statement, the judge wrote. On the critical issue, the evidence has, on a whole, left me in a state of incertitude. Frankly, I am unable to come to any conclusion with the requisite degree of certainty. I must ask myself, on the whole of the evidence, am I sure the accused possessed the required mens rea for murder? The answer to that question is that I am plainly not sure. In the judgment, it is noted that Anderson was wearing his father's steel-toed boots when he stomped on Mr. Paddock's head more than once, causing a skull fracture and fractures to the upper and lower jaw and nose. Read more. Sentencing nears for trail man convicted of manslaughter in senior's death. Read more. Trail man convicted of manslaughter in senior's death. Read more. Trail man charged with murder. Read more. Police name trail man charged with violent crimes.